To avoid unnecessary disclosure, Daniel Ross of Cowan, Swain & Ross, counsel for InGen, also represented the Japanese investors. And the rather unusual petition of the Vice Consul of Costa Rica was heard behind closed doors. Thus, it is not surprising that within a month, the problems of InGen were quietly and amicably settled. Parties to that settlement, including the Distinguished Scientific Board of Advisors, signed a non-disclosure agreement, and none will speak about what happened. But many of the principal figures in the InGen incident are not signatories, and were willing to discuss the remarkable events leading up to those final 2 days in August 1989 on a remote island off the west coast of Costa Rica. Prologue: The Bite of the Raptor. The tropical rain fell in drenching sheets, hammering the corrugated roof of the clinic building, roaring down the metal gutters, splashing on the ground in a torrent. Roberta Carter sighed and stared out the window. From the clinic, she could hardly see the beach or the ocean beyond, cloaked in low fog. This wasn't what she had expected when she had come to the fishing village of Bahia Anasco on the west coast of Costa Rica to spend 2 months as a visiting physician. Bobby Carter had expected sun and relaxation after 2 grueling years of residency in emergency medicine at Michael Reese in Chicago. She had been in Bahia Anasco now for 3 weeks, and it had rained every day. Everything else was fine. She liked the isolation of Bahia Anasco and the friendliness of its people. Costa Rica had one of the 20 best medical systems in the world, and even in this remote coastal village, the clinic was well-maintained, amply supplied. Her paramedic, Manuel Aragon, was intelligent and well-trained. Bobby was able to practice a level of medicine equal to what she had practiced in Chicago. But the rain, the constant, unending rain. Across the examining room, Manuel cocked his head. "Listen," he said. "Believe me, I hear it," Bobby said. "No, listen." And then she caught it. Another sound blended with the rain, a deeper rumble that built and emerged until it was clear. The rhythmic thumping of a helicopter. She thought, they can't be flying in weather like this. But the sound built steadily, and then the helicopter burst low through the ocean fog and roared overhead, circled, and came back. She saw the helicopter swing back over the water near the fishing boats, then ease sideways to the rickety wooden dock and back toward the beach. It was looking for a place to land. It was a big-bellied Sikorsky with a blue stripe on the side, with the words InGen Construction. That was the name of the construction company building a new resort on one of the offshore islands. The resort was said to be spectacular and very complicated. Many of the local people were employed in the construction, which had been going on for more than 2 years. Bobby could imagine it, one of those huge American resorts with swimming pools and tennis courts, where guests could play and drink their daiquiris without having any contact with the real life of the country. Bobby wondered what was so urgent on that island that the helicopter would fly in this weather. Through the windshield, she saw the pilot exhale in relief as the helicopter settled onto the wet sand of the beach. Uniformed men jumped out and flung open the big side door. She heard frantic shouts in Spanish, and Manuel nudged her. They were calling for a doctor. 2 black crewmen carried a limp body toward her while a white man barked orders. The white man had a yellow slip.